Today I'm joined by Dr. Michelle Malacosta, a physician at our inpatient hospital.
Thanks so much for having me here today, Lana. I wanted to talk about a little boy who I met about a year ago. He was admitted to Kennedy Krieger from Johns Hopkins, where he had been in a coma. He had a diagnosis called autoimmune encephalitis. When he first came to us, he might open his eyes and look around a little bit, but he really wasn't having any way to meaningfully communicate or follow directions. And over the weeks of therapy, we did see him start to be more awake and follow commands. But I could see in his mother's face, there was just this question about whether her little boy was still inside with his personality and his spirit. And I just didn't have any way to tell her that because I couldn't know. So I remember very clearly that after he had been with us about 6 weeks, he was in his occupational therapy session and she had some music playing. And I heard her ask, "Do you want me to dance for you?" So I poked my head in and this occupational therapist started dancing and this boy laughed out loud, and it was the first time he had laughed. And it made me remember, I worked for some years on the Navajo reservation, and in Navajo culture, babies aren't named until their first laugh, because that's when it's felt that their soul and their self is really in their body. And that really brought it home to me, because that was the moment where his mom, I think, really felt that her son was still inside there somewhere. And he did go on to continue, and the last time I saw him, he's walking and talking and telling his own jokes and making us laugh. So it was a really wonderful moment.
Inspiring Moments are produced for WYPR by Kennedy Krieger Institute. I'm Dr. Lana Warren.